Throwing Duffy and he's going to be playing 5 speaking spells at once.
So, we're recording. right, I'm at the Birmingham Symphony Hall, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes, and it's Saturday the 7th of April. And I can't believe, I'm just wandering around and I've just bumped into Sebastian Lenton of Play My Code. Hello, Sebastian.
Hello.
So, how come you're here today?
Well, I'm involved in 8-Bit Lounge, which is a retro gaming night, and it's once a month at the Hare and Hounds in King's Heath. And we're doing a thing today as part of this greater thing, Curious Sounds and Curious Spaces.
So, as I'm looking around the room, there's big TVs, there's monitors, I can see Ataris, I can see Amigas. So what exactly is going on here?
Well, it's a case of, you know, we like the old games and we like the old hardware as well, and it's nice. I mean, the big TVs, you know, it's a real pain getting them around.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nice to, because it's like what you remember from when you were a kid, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like when you play retro games on modern TVs, they tend to look terrible.
So it's like you've got a mobile touring computer museum.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. Although not so much a museum, because the gear's all in really bad condition.
Right.
It's all been, you know, taken around and stuff like that.
So where do people keep all this? Do they keep it in the garages and most front rooms and stuff?
Most of it is, because Leon's the main man, and he's got a giant pile of old tellies in the pub in the Hare and Hounds. So all the gear's kept down there normally. Some of it's from other people. I mean, there is a lot of stuff that gets brought by other people as well, though.
And we're having to shout a little bit because there's some noise. Can you describe what the noise is that's going on in the background?
It's the current live act. There's a few live acts on. I think it's called the Tinfoil Hat Brigade, this guy. And he's a Game Boy musician. Well, Game Boy and shouting, basically.
And what these DJs are using... 8-bit sounds,
yeah,
as well.
Chipcore. And there's been a bunch of live acts on, and there's been people using multiple Game Boys linked together and things like that, you know.
Just below us, I can see there's like 5 music stands with speak and spell computers on.
Yeah, that's Brian Duffy, who's the main man of Modified Toy Orchestra. Have you heard of him?
No, Brian Duffy.
They make music entirely out of circuit bed toys. And what's pretty amazing is that they make actual music.
Right.
They don't just make noise. You know, they make real melodic music from toys that they've modified. And what he's doing today is he's doing a special performance on his own where he's going to be playing these 5 speaking spells at the same time that are all modified. So I've got no idea what it's going to sound like, but it will sound amazing.
It's just a little bit later. And you seem a little bit anxious. Have you got something today you're performing?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of supervising things. I mean, I'm supervising a few things. You know, I was looking after the Bomberman earlier and the Daytona and stuff like that. But I'm going to be DJing in a short while, yeah.
And in case people don't know, one of your genius products is the Play My Code website, where people can go on and play games and hack games and learn how to program as well. And that's gone down really well in my classroom. Yeah, the kids have really enjoyed playing.
Thank you, I mean, that's brilliant. Yeah. But I mean, I think all of this sort of stuff, I mean, Play My Code and things like this and whatever, I mean, I think it all ties into a desire. You know, it's all about hacking in a way, you know, and you get people, things like, you know, the Game Boy musicians and things like that. That side of things has all come around through hacking, you know, because, you know, if you make music on your Game Boy, you have to use homebrew software, you know, and things like that. So,
when you were at school yourself, which I imagine wasn't so long ago, unlike me, a dinosaur, did you get
longer
to experience?
Ago than you think.
Did you get to experience stuff like this yourself when you were at school?
Not so much when I was at school. I mean, what I had when I was a kid was I had the Amiga, and I used to
1200.
I had the Amiga 500.
Oh right, okay.
I used to mess around on that, and I had Amos, which was the basic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't the Amiga basic, it was the one above that sort of thing. It was a bit better. And I used to mess around with that a bit, but... I mean, back then, retro wasn't retro. You know, retro was now.
Yeah.
So,
retro would have been Commodore PET back then. So,
yeah.
So, Seb, you've got a DJ set to do in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
And thank you very much.
No,
enjoy the festival.
Pleasure.